New York.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh.
We're not live, are we?
Let's go.
Do it live. Oh, I can. I'll write it, and go. We'll do it live.
Oh, let's go.
We'll do it live!
You're listening to Tiny Unit Live on Real Punk Radio. Log in and join the chat as I dive into the stacks of wax, broadcasting live from New York City, right here on realpunkradio.com.
Fucking thing sucks!
Keep it warm, dude. Bring it.
Live, we are live. We are full of fucking mistakes tonight. What else are you gonna do with DIY radio? And I got the super group, Brooklyn, Long Island, New York City. I don't know how many fucking boroughs do we got in here tonight.
All of them, goddamn it, all of them.
Two city boroughs and the two counties of Long Island.
Jesus, I don't think I've ever had five fucking people in this office in this studio. Ever.
It might get a little weird.
Ever. I mean, we're like sitting on top. It's totally an orgy of fucking love in here. I'd have to say, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but whew, it's elbow to elbow, and I dig it. Like I say, Chum Huffer, right here tonight. You just heard Orgy of Hate. It's the title track from their latest record. Did it just drop?
It's dropping Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, there it is.
No way. Oh. It doesn't get any more black than that. Does it? I want to smell it.
Got that new record smell.
Oh, it's nice and thick.
Fuck. Yes, I got a little fucking erection on that one. That was a good. Yes. I love vinyl. Orgy of Hate. Is this self-released? Is it on a label? What? Tell me all about it, guys.
It's self-released. It says DWY Records on all the streaming media, but that's only because that's my DistroKid name. So it's
Major. Isn't that? I thought it was a subsidiary of a major.
Nope.
Ah, this is all
just
us.
Not yet.
Awesome. Not until we sell out.
So yeah. It drops Friday.
Friday.
But right now everybody can stream it.
Everyone can stream it on Bandcamp. We did an early release there for Bandcamp Friday like a week ago.
You got to tell the people who you are, Sean.
Sean Refuse.
Let's go around and introduce everybody. I'm sorry. I'm a rude host. We're here in studio A, B, C, D. I think this is Studio D, a.k.a. my living room.
D's Nits.
Exactly.
Jimmy loves D.
Hell yeah.
D's Nuts. I got Chum Huffer. I got five. One, two, three, four. We're going to play some Duck Duck Goose a little later. let's go around the room. Everybody introduce yourself. Let me know who you are.
Start with
what
the quiet
you play,
one.
Where you're from, what borough you represent. And what you had for dinner tonight.
That's a lot of questions.
Can you remember all that?
My name is Ryan. I play the bass. I live in Nassau County, and I had a pretzel.
Just a fucking pretzel?
That's all I need, man. Just
like
a
New York pretzel with cheese and mustard, or what the fuck?
It
what
was kind of pretzel? It was a salty pretzel. Nice mustard, though. Some good mustard.
Was it from Aunt Marie's?
No, it was a quality pretzel. Just killed me. From a good Bavarian establishment.
From a guy on the cart on the street. Oh, a Bavarian restaurant. That probably was fucking nice. Yes, I can.
It's right around the corner from Studio D.
Wait, is it the Black Forest?
Yes, it is.
Oh. I didn't know if we had sponsorships.
Dude, you can say any. You can sponsor anybody.
I think right now we want to get sponsored by Black Forest.
I'm holding out for a White Castle kind of sponsorship.
Yeah, I like that too. That's good. White Castles are good. The record, the EP, yeah?
Yep.
Where'd you record it?
With Glenn from No Redeeming Social Value. He's he worked with me before on Zero Rights, so I knew that he's awesome and would be able to capture everything and everybody really good.
Oh. Yeah, hell of an engineer.
Oh, he did. And you did everything local, or where was it? Boston? You
guys No. Glenn,
how many of you are Bostonites?
Just me.
Are you serious?
This is the first band that I'm in where it's not a bunch of Boston transplants.
Dude, I'm disappointed. I thought you had Boston people in all your bands.
No. Just me.
All right. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it was all local. They did the drums upstate. We did the guitars in New Rochelle and then the vocals in Harlem. So it's
holy
all
shit.
New York.
Oh, wow. That is a little marathon, tri-borough marathon maybe for recording?
Yeah, you could say that. Sure. Definitely.
And a little upstate?
And they could, it sounds very crisp. I don't know. It was a very, very crisp.
Oh, yeah. And my friend Tom from... Kitchen Sink in New Mexico mastered it.
Did he make it crisp?
Yes, he did. He added some crispiness.
I've never heard that described for music.
Yeah, because like if you really listen to the record, like if you hear all our little idiosyncrasies, like you know, like the little accents and whatnot that Joe does, and you know.
Yeah, it's good when a engineer can get everybody's sound out.
Yeah, man.
Because that's tough to do in a band, you know, especially if you're using distorted guitars, stuff like that. So, okay, who's next? I'm sorry. I like to talk.
I'll go. Let's go. I'm Joe. I play guitar. Who's the other thing? I'm from Long Island. And
this is a test. Do you remember all the questions?
And I also had a pretzel with the mustard.
Oh, come on. That's an easy out. I don't think you really did.
But
he did, actually.
Dude, was it the pretzel fucking buttery as fuck, man?
It was a little it was a little buttery. Yeah.
That's a good description.
And
mustard, come on.
As fuck.
And he's also modest. He sings in
That's true.
The songs and he has a hell of a voice, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to check that later when we
I'm Jimmy Duke. I play drums. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, the Republic of Brooklyn.
I could tell by your accent.
Oh, you're the one with the accent. Sorry, you're in Brooklyn, so you have the accent, not me.
I got the Midwest accent.
And I had a torta today. I had a was it? Yeah.
Where'd you have that?
It's a truck by my house.
Yes, torta. Yeah. I thought maybe you were in Sunset Park or something.
No, I'm from Bensonhurst.
Okay, right on. Wow, I don't think I've ever had a Bensonhurstian. Is that how you say it?
I guess. I don't fucking... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Bensonhurstanese? I don't know. How
or
do you
maybe
say
you say Benson Hoist. That's what you used to say.
Right, yeah. Got it. Yeah, motherfucker. That's how you say it. Shit. All right, who's next? Yes, do we go through everybody?
I'm Sean Refuse. I'm from Massachusetts originally. I live out on the island right now.
Ooh.
So Long Island it is. Right. Been there for about 5 years.
The land of
years.
Hardcore?
Yeah, there's a lot of great bands out there. Hooked up with a bunch of guys from Kill Your Idols out there. They're amazing people and just like coolest guys.
I think we're going to play some of them.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
One tonight. You guys provided a hell of a playlist, I got to say. I was pulling it down off Spotify. Fuck Spotify. I was pulling it down off Spotify and... anyway... It's fucking good shit. Some of this I had, but some I hadn't. So you turned me on. You did my job. Turned me on to some good music, which I did.
Right, there we go.
Yeah.
Turn everybody on.
I'm Blackout Matt, and I'm originally from the Bronx, but I live in Whitestone, Queens now.
Nice. Are you in the other room? I don't even... Who are you? What? Who said that? There, you didn't even fit in the living room. He's in the fucking Studio C with the cat box. No, I'm just kidding. Dude, it's a pleasure to have you in. I'm sorry.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Did we get y'all?
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's all of us.
Five of us.
Yep.
Hey, I'm the sixth member. What you got? What you guys doing in here? You guys forget about me. You guys...
Shaky P, go back in the cage. We'll give you a dope later, you pervert.
Bye, guys.
I say we... let's get into some music.
Hell yes, definitely.
I got four tunes. I got Off With Their Heads. First band I think I saw in New York City.
Nice.
Really?
Fucking...
We played with them on Long Island. It was awesome.
Jeez, this was like in 2000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was like a fucking... Art studio show. Hot as fuck. No ventilation.
It always goes like that way.
Almost died, but they were that turned me on. I bought their fucking record. I was like, fan ever since. They're fucking amazing. Great. Anyway, so I got them. I got some the Golly G Willikers.
Yes.
Yep. I got some Flak Jacket. These are bands those two you turned me on to. And I got Iron Chick.
Yes.
Nice. They put the chick in the chicklets.
Chic, motherfucker. Yeah, let's get it rolling with that. Time to be live, New York City. Turn it up. We'll be right back. Well, that was quite a set. Who wants to defend that set?
That was mostly my songs.
I think
Joe
it was
here.
The beginning of the. I think you guys had. You were all like kicking in on the Spotify list, like one by one. It seemed like it was all like one person's and one person's and one person's.
Yeah, I tried to put a lot of local stuff on there. Iron Sheik, Long right Island on. Band, Flak Jacket, local Long Island band.
Right
and
on.
Then Golly G Willikers is a band from Massachusetts that we toured with. Played a show with played in show, Connecticut. Yeah. Right and
Where in Connecticut?
That was wow.
Wambleg, which is closing down, I'm seeing.
It's over in Wallingford. Yeah.
Aww. Wait, a moment of silence for Lambleg. Single tear rolls down my ear. Okay. So those were right on. You guys are going out on the road, right? To promote this, I would hope.
Yes.
Hell yeah, we are.
All right.
Massachusetts on Saturday.
Tell me all about it.
Yeah. So I set up this show in Boston at the Midway because
that was like my home away from home when I was up there. And it's just a bunch of friends. The first band, Skumbari, is Ian and Swid from Razors in the Night. They're doing another cool band.
Nice.
The band after that is Cry Havoc from Connecticut.
I recognize that name.
Yeah, Johnny is amazing and all the dudes in Cry Havoc. They're super supportive of the scene everywhere. They've been around forever. Then we're playing. Right. And then Loser's Circle, which is comprised of like the other guys from Refuse Resist. It's like a pop punk band from Boston. And then we're rounding out the show with our good friends, the Welch Boys.
Nice. Wow. How many bands? I ran out of fingers.
Five.
Shit, I'm losing fingers every day.
And it's a old time, man.
And it's a matinee, so it starts at like 3 p.m. to 7, and there's a lot of shows going on that night, so we can split up after that and check out the
scene. We're the best. But don't get it twisted.
But everybody go to that one.
Well, no, we're not competing with them. We're the fluffer of the good shows.
I like that. I like that comparison. Yes. Right on. Cool, man. Is that anywhere else?
And then the week after that, we're going to be playing the Bowery Electric as one of the New York Hardcore Chronicles shows. It's got Go, Crazy Eddie, Crippled Urn, Down Low, and Little Ol' Us.
And that's our New York like official release show for the new record.
And it's all ages and it's free, so you have no excuse.
What? Free?
Free all
free.
Ages.
Free?
Sunday hardcore matinee, just like old times.
Damn, nobody does shows for free anymore. That's awesome. Fuck yeah.
Should be a good time, man.
Yeah, Drew Stone's doing some good stuff out there at the Bowery Electric.
Definitely.
Right on. That's cool. Should we do some of your guys' tunes?
Yeah.
I can't see why not.
What? Anything in particular you want to start with?
Technophobe we're talking about.
Yes, we're talking about technophobe.
Start with technophobe.
Give me a moment to cue it up here on the record.
And that's a song about like how technology is running everyone's lives like into the dirt, right, John?
Yeah, and it has an amazing drum intro.
Thank you.
Amazing drum intro.
Amazing meaning
by
you,
Jimmy Duke.
Wow, that's quite a buildup.
It's just listen to it.
He's going to release.
It's really, really basic.
Come on, man.
He's
hyping
basic
you up.
Jazz.
Dude, technophobe. Fuck yeah.
Yo, you ain't
drums.
Ready for technophobe.
Turn this shit up.
We're past the dawning of a new era. It's time for us to admit we're addicted to becomes an
Damn, that was like a ballad. That was like over 2 minutes.
See, hear how crisp that was? That whole block of songs.
Dude, that was like an Apple Boone's Farm wine crisp.
That's what I'm talking about, Tommy.
Fuck yeah. I hear you, baby. That was awesome. No, that was a good set. Thank you. Who wants to defend those songs? Because I got some notes here I'd like to talk to you guys about.
Yeah, we'll defend them.
Speak on them, man.
Bring it.
I wanna. Who's the bass player?
That would be me.
Dude, you're awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's great. The fucking EP is awesome. What did we hear there? Whole lot of tunes. We heard, it started with Technophobe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Can't. Did we go into Cancel Me or Wasting Away?
Yes, no, Wasting Away.
Wasting Away, Cancel Me, and then...
Strafoli.
The guy's got it in his hands.
Yes.
Right here.
We brought you some Strafoli from 30 Day Avenue.
Fucking egg.
So, for those who don't know, Strafoli is an Italian delicacy.
Look into the mic. It looks like this.
It's fried dough with honey.
That's it. Pretty much. And sprinkles. That's it.
Oh, it's pulling out my dental work.
No. It's like a croquembouche, except it's just a pile instead of a nice stacked beautiful
thing. Oh,
shit,
that's tasty. I like it.
Yeah, not bad, right?
Enjoy.
Very nice. Thank you very much. What's it called?
Strafoli.
Strafoli. Are you sure you're pronouncing that right?
Well, the song's not actually about Strafoli, the dessert. The song is about a friend of the band named Jimmy. Not our Jimmy.
Never ever.
Different Jimmy, a co-worker of our original bass player, Mark Lopez. And Mark came and says, look, I want you guys, we have to have a song about my friend Jimmy, who had a horrible case of diarrhea. And he said it looked so horrific when he turned around to view this brown menace in the toilet he had left behind. He said it looked like Strafoli, like a pile of this fried dough dessert.
This is guy humor.
And so
all day.
Talking about shit.
We wrote a song about, you know, having to go to the bathroom.
I mean,
about diarrhea, and we named the song Strafoli to be, you know, a little bit obtuse opaque about the true subject matter of the song. At
a
least
tip of the hat, if you will.
Illustrative.
It's it brings up an image in the mind when you say it. I agree, but it's delicious.
Who knew shit?
Indeed,
could be
yes.
So
can I have some more of that?
Hell yeah, pass it over to Tom.
Who the fuck took that away from me so fast? It's all that over here. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's all for you.
I'm just kidding.
You give him a good compliment about his bass playing, and then he gets all cocky. Starts stealing your shit.
God damn it. That's all right. We anything's allowable here.
There you go.
Shit, I'm out of beer.
That's not allowable.
All right. What else are we going to talk about?
The song Cancel Me, Joe was actually singing, and he actually wrote the lyrics. Those are excellent lyrics, by the way.
Yep, yep.
Sure. Oh, so who writes all these songs?
It's a conglomerate. We just,
like
everybody
that.
Does a little bit of everything. You
somebody
know,
just doesn't show up and be like, play this, play that, you play that.
No. Everything's together in this band. It's actually one of the first times that I've been in a band where everything is just completely fluid. So, like,
nice.
I might come up with some lyrics, Matt will add to them, or he'll come up with the whole song with lyrics, and Joe did Cancel Me's lyrics, and, like, you know, it's just, how can we all work together and just create the best song that we can do?
Yes. Is that why we're all holding hands?
Indeed.
Kumbaya, motherfucker.
Yeah.
We end every rehearsal with a big manly daisy chain. It's just pure punk rock hardcore
big
love. It's
pants
the hardcore
on
band
or
ever.
Big bro hug here, everybody. Teddy Roosevelt. All right. Yeah. No, dude, that's awesome. I've always been in bands where one person writes all this shit. They always dictate and be like, just play this.
There's actually no dictator.
And then I'd be like,
band.
Fuck that. I'm playing whatever.
Everything's better when every person has some sort of creative stake.
That's
and what
cool.
you're doing, it makes it better.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're just a hired gun and doesn't give a shit.
Right,
We all give a shit. We all have a piece
of it.
It
makes it more New York, because everybody's in their own borough.
Right.
With their own influences.
And then we come together.
Yeah.
Everybody comes together. In a big old drum circle.
Indeed. Like, usually when I come up with, like, a drum fill or something, like or a certain rhythm, I'll be like, hey, do you guys want me to do that? Want me to slow it up, speed it up? You know what I mean? It's we're like, I always try to get
it's
a
just
consensus.
The drums. We don't care. Yeah, I'm kidding.
I want to know how you guys practice being all spread out all over the place. Like Zoom? Do you guys do
no,
it via
early
Zoom?
Days, no, we'll, no, early no. days we were almost always at Sean's house. Yeah. You'd say, hey, we don't have to pay for rehearsal space. We go to Sean's.
Oh, you got a house.
But I some, guess. Yeah, right. Sean's a house with a basement with a full back line.
Homeowner awesome. Neighbors don't care.
Fuck yeah.
As long as we end early enough, no one's
now we know why
us.
He moved out there.
It's but sometimes true. we will meet up somewhere where there's more central since, you know, some of us have to drive through traffic.
Right on.
But usually, you know, try to rehearse once a week. Do existing
wow,
stuff,
that's good
stuff,
for a New York band. A lot of New York
trying.
Bands
we're
do
trying.
It like
yeah,
once
a
month.
Thing.
You're
yeah.
lucky.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, my God. What was that?
I don't know.
That was my
I don't care.
Down. Sorry.
It's in the house.
Someone's in the house. Fuck. Cool. So what else can you tell me about this nice piece of vinyl I got?
Well, it's a lathe cut or lathe cut vinyl. It's extremely thick.
It is. It's
heavy.
Yo.
Jesus.
So I'd say
nerds,
it's like 180
will tell you
or
it's
more.
Not, nerds will tell you it's not good enough for
yeah.
vinyl.
But
what do they know?
It works because you could listen to music on it
yeah,
with
but
the proper equipment.
We did it this way because pressing vinyl is just insane right now. You got to wait like a year.
I've got these little
and
1960s Japanese.
There you go. And, you know, this way we got it done quick, a limited nice. Run. So there's only 50 of them total.
What?
Including the band.
What? 50?
Yeah, so it's been a
jump rare.
Limited edition.
Yep.
Collectors, get a move on.
Collectors.
And
I like that.
For anybody else, there's the CD coasters that you can get, you know.
CDs are okay.
They got the lyrics in it.
Yeah,
right,
it's
yeah.
worth
it's,
it. It's holding passable. On to something.
Yeah,
I like to hold on to something when I listen to a record.
Yeah, we almost didn't do a physical release, but this time we just after we heard it, we were like, no, we need something in our hand.
Yeah, it's good to have music that's tangible. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like what Tommy was saying.
Absolutely, I appreciate that you did.
Yeah,
all the vinyl listeners appreciate.
And we worked with Mick Lambro from Australia on the artwork. He did the illustration. I did the design work. So he's been doing a lot of New York hardcore stuff. But I loved his style and thought that he could bring Chunky Shark to life.
Yeah, I do like the Chunky Shark in the
sorry, yeah, we love Chunky
mascot.
Shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome. It is good artwork. It is a nice drawing. Who came up with the logo?
That's me.
Yes. Yeah.
But the name.
Wait.
100%.
Name? Oh, really?
Yeah, it was Maddie, definitely.
Yeah.
And how did you come up with it?
Well, I knew we were going for some surf influence.
Ooh.
So I thought Chum, you know, references a bloody shark.
Abs. Jaws.
Chum Huffer. One word, simple, gets it across, is still hardcore.
Because you
agree.
Know that Chunky the Shark huffs chum, you know what I mean?
Whenever I tell people our band name, I get a polar reaction. Just like people like,
that's
the
you
best
know it's
thing
good.
I've ever heard. It's like,
it's either they love it or they hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's good.
Pretty. Yeah, because you're getting
a
reaction.
That's
a
sign
yeah,
of a good
like
name.
That's what
yeah.
you want.
Like, either I get, oh, that's the greatest name ever, or what the fuck did you just say? Like,
it
say that again,
said that.
Slowly, like...
In English, por favor. Should we do another set? What time we got? It's we still got a little bit of time. Let's do a set. I saw you put down some dwarves.
Nice.
Love the dwarves.
In that set? There was Dead Kennedys Grade 2. I saw.
Yeah. Two Men Advantage.
Guys?
I think you had that.
Yeah.
Did. Yeah. Hockey.
Two Men.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, we love those guys.
Yeah, they're buds of others.
Played them before too. Yes. All right. Let's do it. Dwarves. It's a short and sweet. Backseat of my car. Right here. Tommy Live, New York City. Turn it up! Yeah.
behind the net. Takes Sutter out of the play. And Bork clears the net out. Gillies top of the front. The drive. Scores! Gillies puts the Islanders ahead. 3-2.
America from Surfer Secret Police. if it's keeping out the Russians. Well, trained by the CIA, we're taking tax money in Fort Bragg. The Peace Corps builds at the labor camps when they think they're building schools. Ah! When Cowboy Ronnie comes to town, forks out his tongue at human rights. Sit down, enjoy our ethnic meal. Dine on some charbroil and none. Try a middle on. Small as a mirror as a damn earthquake. And make big business happy. Anytime. Anywhere. Maybe you'll just get happy. Come on, boy.
We'll do it live.
Crisp.
Crisp hardcore. Crisp core.
Fuck it. We do it live. Exactly. Yeah. What did we just hear there? We heard Grape 2. Doesn't matter much now.
Some dwarves.
Dwarves at the beginning. Backseat of My Car. Two Man Advantage. Killer hockey reference band. I love it.
Love Two Man Advantage. Big fan.
Yes.
They're so good, they got me into watching hockey.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
So who's your team?
I'm a Rangers fan, and most of the two-man guys are Islanders fans.
Really?
They have one Rangers fan among them.
I gotta say, I'm
and one Pittsburgh Penguins fan, but they're mostly Islanders people.
Right on. That's
but
cool.
We love them anyway.
I like I like the. Oh, fuck, who were they? Minnesota North Stars, but then they moved to Dallas.
Yeah,
motherfuckers. Right. Minnesota's always awesome. Anyway. I know the guy who designed the Minnesota Wild jerseys.
Oh, nice.
The
oh,
old shit. Singer of F Units did that. Really? He was into sports branding.
Scott?
Scott Scott.
Nice.
How about
he does
that?
His hot sauce now. He's got a hot sauce company.
Bayou Gotham hot sauce. Fucking A, that shit rules. It's not hot. It's flavorful. I don't know. It's a little hot. We were doing taste tests. It was like mild, mild, mild. A little hot. But no, they're fucking good. The crawfish one, the fucking, I don't remember what it's called. And he actually had his art school nemesis design the labels.
No shit.
How about that? That's cool.
So that was kind of cool.
I had my art school nemesis design t-shirts for Refuse Resist, and I'm going to at some time have him do a Chomhuffer thing.
Nice.
Yeah. He's succeeded over my design talents.
Okay. What are you talking about?
No, he did the Gaslight Anthem album covers. He Ooh, does like Jesus. Stuff for Frank Turner and like everybody else. It's amazing.
Speaking of Frank Turner, Sean and his wife Liz were at a Frank Turner show with our bass player Ryan.
That's me.
And Ryan sort of retired to the outside of the venue.
That's me.
And waited and waited and waited and waited.
Well, to Ryan, it was an Avail show.
Yeah, it was definitely an Avail
show. He was there for Avail.
Frank Turner was an afterthought.
But was patiently waiting for Sean, for Frank Turner to finish his set. And he was recounting this story to me about just waiting and waiting. It was like, how long is Frank Turner going to play for? And he had, you know, just ran out of beer, and he ran out of people to talk to, and he just waiting forever. He would have taken public transit home, but he was living in a transit desert at the Knockdown Center in Maspeth, Queens. No public transit around. He was dependent on Sean for his ride home, and Frank Turner wouldn't stop playing, and it was getting later and later, and it inspired this song that we made sure has to clock in at under a minute.
Okay, that's way out there. I have been stranded out there once, and I had to walk a long ways.
I was at the Knockdown Center for the first time ever a few weeks ago for the Eric Andre birthday party celebration. Nice. One of the most insane events I've ever been to, but it was an awesome time.
Cool, yeah, like people whipping people and whatnot, right?
There was, yeah, you could just line up to be paddled or whipped by a dominatrix. There were people there as like,
wait, where
like
was this? I'm taking
notes. Knockdown Center. Knockdown. If you ever see Eric Andre throwing a party, buy tickets immediately and go. You will
Sells
not be
out
sorry.
Fast.
I was like one of the oldest people there. They probably thought I was an undercover cop or something, but nobody cared. It was anything goes.
This dude's a narc.
Nobody cared. It was a freak show, but it was amazing.
That's awesome. Shit. That's cool, man. Dig it. What else?
Yeah, so I think we're going to go into Frank Turner.
Let's push those dates, your live dates.
Yes. All right, so Boston on Saturday.
This Saturday.
Saturday, mm-hmm. April 22nd, 3 p.m. at the Midway Cafe.
I'm renting a car right now on the interwebs.
And we got a seat. You can.
Midway's cool. I played there.
I love the Midway. Yeah.
Jamaica
Plains.
Yes. Great venue over there.
And then we got the New York show coming up April 30th at 2 p.m. We're opening that show, and it's got us, Cripple Dern, Down Low, Crazy Eddie, and
Go.
First show in 12 years.
What?
First city show.
It's going to be the first New York City show because they booked a little tour around it.
Okay.
But they're ending with us. Right. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it should be a good-ass time, definitely.
It's a good closer.
Come on down.
Yeah, no, they're going to be awesome.
Fuck yeah, awesome. Anything else you guys want to say?
Crisp.
It's crisp.
Thank you, Tommy, for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome here anytime. As you know, everything was all set up when you got here. Everything was cool and
perfectly
collective
professional
and everything. So.
Copacetic.
I was fucking spaz asshole before my show. Just FYI, if anybody comes in, expect that. Till we go live, then I'm very fine. Anyway.
Yeah, Sean doesn't like the Strafoli. I was kind of disappointed.
Let's talk about that because there was some discussion
I'm
going on.
I'm a little offended. I don't.
I'm offended that anybody likes Strafoli. Wow. Like, it's just.
It reminds me of Christmas, bro.
Yeah, like. I don't
well, like, you know.
It's what like I expected. Christmas. It met my expectations. I would like to be
softer. It
looks
like fried dough. So
but you don't like
which
the sprinkles.
It is something like buttery and nice, and then you bite into it, and it's like fucking chunk of stuff. It's just like
it ain't no
sugar crisp with like jizz inside.
Ooh, yeah. I like that comparison.
I'm saying I grew up with it, so you know what I mean?
All right, so keep it on your side of the table. It's all good.
How do you know what sugar crisp which is inside?
What do we
like,
what
Sean?
Do we make fun
valid
of Sean
question,
about?
Ryan.
How do we make fun of something Sean likes? Boston cream pies.
You can make fun of it very
totally.
Easily. Like they do it on TikTok. They
What did they do?
No, they, remember they called me the
Jello
from Wish.
Jello from Wish.
And I was like, oh, Wish. What band? Was he in called Wish? And I like looked it up, and I realized, oh wait, no, that's the Chinese knockoff thing.
Oh,
so it's
shit.
Like, so I'm gonna change my name to Sheen Refuse.
I like it. I do like the record.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of the record.
Yeah,
it's something to be proud of. Seven songs.
Seven songs and
seven
11
inches.
Minutes. On 7 inches.
Seven songs
and
how many
crisp.
Minutes? How many minutes?
11 minutes.
Wow, that's
like the most crispest 11 minutes ever.
I think that's better than DRI. Just almost
crispy.
Old
crisp
DRI.
Core.
That's fucking impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, Frank Turner Shit. Helped us. It's only 57 minutes. 57 seconds long.
Right.
And we're going to hear it.
Yeah, when we play it live, it's like 34 seconds long.
Yeah, we tend to get a little excited when we're on stage. Yeah.
So we're gonna close it?
I think it's these
Blackfish,
two.
Right?
Anything else you want to say before we... anybody
we
you want to...
Blackfish as
anybody
well.
You want to say fuck off or hello to?
Oh, I forgot to say happy birthday to Danny. He's a friend of mine I was working with. It's his birthday today. I forgot to...
Happy birthday, Danny.
Happy birthday,
55
Danny.
More minutes, motherfucker.
Woo.
You snuck it in there, dude. Good job.
That's it, yeah. I said it, Danny. Fuck off.
There you go. anybody else?
There's too many people. Like, I'd leave everybody out, to be honest. I just fucking
That's
love
safe.
Everybody
Very safe. I like
in
that.
New York, Boston, Philly.
Word. Everyone who's listened to us, like, that's all over the world, you rule. Just, I love yous. I never even met yous, but I love yous.
We all loves ya. Love yous. I like that.
And he wants your number.
Maybe.
Awesome. All right. Chumhoffer. Check him out. Check out the record. It's good. It's on the streaming platforms like Spotify, Bandcamp.
Friday
it's on all. So you can't hear it yet, but I've heard it. Well, you can hear it, you know, if you're listening to the show and shit. Thanks guys for making
you,
the trek
Tom.
Out
Seriously.
To Brooklyn
Thank
and
you.
Hanging out here in studio ABCD and yeah, I don't know, for spreading joy on my Wednesday night here.
Crisp.
And for being crisp, motherfucker. Hell yeah. So we're gonna learn what we're gonna do. Frank Turner and what else?
Blackfish.
Do I have that? Oh my god.
It's the last one.
Yeah, it's based off of the famous documentary.
Oh, there it is. I see it. I was just making sure I actually had it on my playlist.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. All right.
If you're a fisherman, don't go and grab orcas and bring them into, you know, contained areas.
Really?
Because they'll murder you.
It sucks. Don't do that.
They don't taste that good.
No, I agree.
Worth it.
And you might get murked by an orca.
Yeah. A lot
free,
of risk. Very
free
reward.
Fucking Willy, baby. Fuck yeah. All right. Frank Turner into Blackfish, Chumhoffer, Orgy of Hate. Out Friday?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Buy it. Download it. Don't pirate download it. Pay them, you motherfucking cheap motherfuckers. All right. We're out of here. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Tommy, live from New York City. And Chumhoffer, thank you all. Tipping my hat. And last two.
Thank you, Thomas.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.